Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mark Hansen of the Hansen Family Jugglers and More. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And we wanted to be sure to tell people right up front, we'll remind you again that you are going to be at the Atlantic Public Library this Thursday, June 4th, 2 o'clock.
That's right.
Now, Mark, I watched a video of you where you have your whole family is riding unicycles, but are you going to have that much space at the library?
Not every library can accommodate that much unicycling. The video that you were watching was of myself and my family performing pregame and halftime shows for the Harlem Globetrotters in a gymnasium. Some of the libraries are choosing to, say, borrow a larger space so we can do more unicycling, but we can do a little bit of unicycling, even in small libraries. My daughter's very good.
And you do much more than unicycling. You're a very talented family. So what are some of the other things you're going to be doing at the Atlantic Public Library this Thursday?
Well, my wife and kids are going to be highlighting heroes, young heroes. The theme this summer is, heroes, everyday heroes, and every hero has a story. So they're going to talk about young heroes from as young as 7 years old up to 11 years old. We're going to talk about eight young kids, really showing the kids in the neighborhood or in the library that they can become an everyday hero. They can do things that will improve the world. So we're going to be telling stories. We are going to be juggling, demonstrating juggling, and, of course, unicycling. And then after the program, I will be teaching kids how to juggle with juggling scarves, and it's a lot of fun. And we have some other toys that the kids can play with as well.
Now, I hear you have a hippie stick, and I'm guessing you're not going to tell me what that is.
I can tell you what it is because there's probably not too many little kids listening
okay.
right now. A hippie stick is kind of a throwback toy, and what it is it's made out of plastic, and when you spin it, it's made out of plastic strands. And when you spin it, it looks like a bubble, like a soap bubble, and it just goes up and down, and it's a lot of fun. The kids really enjoy it. It actually looks magical when you do it. When we first walk out and play with the kids prior to our show, we kind of demonstrate the hippie stick, and they're amazed at it. They think that it's a bubble and it's going to pop, and then we bring it up close, and they realize that it's a toy. So they get to play with those, too.
One of the things that I'm sure libraries enjoy, and one of the things I enjoy hearing you talk about this, is that you do involve people. This isn't just a sit and watch and be amazed show. This is get involved show.
Exactly. We train the mind some during the show, and we train the body some afterwards. So they get a physical involvement as well as kind of a fun. The whole show is fun, lively. We encourage laughing and clapping and cheering, and we even bring some of the kids up, and they get to reach into the bag of heroes. We'll have eight kids be able to do that.
All right. And I know that in the past when we've had these shows at the library, Julie Jepke's the librarian, says, come on in. You don't have to be a 5-year-old or a 10-year-old. If you're a parent or grandparent, you could come on in and enjoy this too. And, hey, it's good to be a kid when you're 60.
Absolutely. Last year when we did library shows, there was a number of times when we had moms and dads, some of the older folks from the community came in, and they had as much fun as the kids did. We even try to involve them and encourage them to use the hippie stick or, you know, practice juggling too.
Now, I want to talk a bit more about your family. You won't be able to do all of the things that your family really does. And who's in your family?
Well, we have five kids. My oldest is Krista. She's 20, and then Anna is 18. Then we have Matthew, 17. Luke is 15, and Caleb is 11. So those are the five kids, and my wife is Krista.
Yeah, that's pretty important there, too, that last person on the list.
Yeah, my wife is involved. She helps a lot with the telling of the stories. So.
And they all get involved in some of the shows, perhaps not in every show at a library, but they do get involved. And it seems like to me, now your theme here is heroes, but it also seems, as I read a bit about you, that goals and accomplishments are really, really important. Tell us about Krista, your daughter. She's still unicycling, but she won an award.
Yeah, she she was the first one in our family that got involved in unicycling. She got a unicycle bug when she was 7 years old. She had a friend who could unicycle. And she decided one day she was going to learn how to unicycle. 2 weeks later, she was up and riding, which is pretty amazing for a seven-year-old. And then within a year, she had gotten so good, she competed in a national unicycle championship up in Minneapolis, and she took first place. So that was pretty amazing for a seven-year-old to decide she was going to become a unicyclist. Her goal wasn't to become a national champion, but it, as it turns out, that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, she can juggle, and all the boys eventually, all of us can juggle, all of us can unicycle now. So, yeah.
She just pulled you all in, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, talking about juggling, you have an award, or mm-hmm. I guess you call it an award, some notoriety.
Exactly. I have, since 2011, I set or broke 2 Guinness World Records for speed juggling. And so I am the world's fastest three-ball juggler. Not bad for a 61-year-old.
How fast is that? How do you describe that?
Well, the speed juggling records are measured for 1 minute time duration. And when you're juggling, you're essentially playing catch with yourself. And they measure it by how many catches you make in a minute.
Okay.
So the world record at the time was 339 catches in 1 minute. When I broke that record, I did 417 catches in a minute. And then a couple years later, I broke that record, and I did 520 catches in a minute.
That's
the current world record.
Many seconds. I mean, you probably can't even see the balls move.
Yeah, it's a blur. It's going pretty fast. It's almost 9 catches a second. It's hard to imagine that.
Yes.
Fast. That's how fast I was going.
When did you start all of this? I mean, as a kid, were you doing some of this kind of stuff?
Well, that's a good question. I remember it very well. I was 16 years old. It was 1970. I was watching the Flip Wilson variety show.
Ah, yes.
And he had on a professional juggler, a lady, and she was a really good juggler. But she didn't just juggle. She described how to juggle. And I was kind of bored at the time. I was looking for, you know, something other to do than just sit around and be bored. So I decided to take her up on the challenge of learning how to juggle. I went and got 3 baseballs, I think it was, and within the next few days, I taught myself how to juggle. And that
wow.
was, like I say, I was 16, it's 1970 at the time, and then over the years, I just added tricks and went with other jugglers and learned all kinds of stuff. Nowadays, it's you have such an advantage with YouTube and stuff. You can learn tricks a lot
new
easier
tricks,
than
yes.
in the day when I was trying to learn.
Now, most people start with tennis balls. You start with baseballs. What else do you juggle?
Well, since then, I have discovered that the best prop to juggle are professional bean bags. They're designed specifically for jugglers. And the reason why they're so nice is they don't bounce away.
Yes.
When you're juggling tennis balls, they're a little bit on the light side. They're perfect shape, perfect size. But if you drop them, they bounce away. So it takes a long time to pick them up and get back into the juggling mode. So they invented bean bags, which just drop and flop on the floor and they don't go anywhere. So, and there's other tricks that you can do with bean bags that are easier to do with bean bags than, say, with bouncy tennis balls.
Well, who knows? You may have some new jugglers start as a part of your library
well,
programs.
Our goal.
Yes.
How did you get to show that I like to juggle, but I more like to teach juggling, and that's really what my aim is, to teach as many kids to juggle as I can, because it's really good for them.
Now, you go to a number of libraries. How did you get started on the library tour, and why?
Well, a number of years ago, you know, we live in Kanawha, Iowa, small town Iowa, and the local librarian knew that we could juggle and unicycle, and she just invited us to one of the kids, you know, weekly get-togethers when she got together with the kids, and she asked us to just perform and see what, you know, to teach the kids and maybe talk a little bit about our juggling. And we just fell in love with that age group. We love the elementary school age kids. They're a perfect audience for telling stories to and juggling and performing for us, like you can't do any wrong for them. So we got the idea of saying, you know what, if they like it, maybe other area libraries would like the same thing. So last year was our first year of doing library shows, and we just invited ourselves to a number of libraries and asked if they would like us to come and perform for them. And we had 13 libraries that brought us in, and it was a blast. They really liked it. We liked it. And we thought, let's expand this year. So this year we're doing 45 libraries in Illinois, Minnesota, and Iowa.
Well, you've got a good thing going. I mean, obviously you wouldn't be invited to all these places if it wasn't a good show. And right. I think adding the hero part is just a really big plus. So remember, although this is a summer reading program, anyone who would like to see Mark Hansen and his family can come to the Atlantic Public Library this Thursday, June 4th. At 2 o'clock, and of course the library is at 507 Poplar Street on Atlantic. We want to thank you very much, Mark Hansen, for visiting with us, and continue having fun.
Thanks, LaVon.
You
have
bet.
A great day.
Until next time, here's a thought: why does someone believe you when you say there are 4 billion stars, but have to check when you say the paint is still wet?